You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
This Walsh.
You got the Cuppity Cup starting on Friday, brother.
Yeah, the Fantasy My Life, Friendly Mates, Loving Fantasy Premier League Pod. Cup.
Cup. Magic of the yeah. Cup.
So you do the thing.
Yeah, I mean.
Tell the people about it.
You got to sign up before the Friday deadline or you're not going to be in it. All Patreon tiers will be in it. There's a big
only
group
Patreons,
stage.
By the way.
Only,
not just
only Patreon.
If you listen,
people.
Like, don't email us.
Yeah, just. And if you somehow find your way to the shit, you're gonna get kicked out before it starts because they're gonna double check. But one big change we're making this year is so every other year we've done group stages of just groups of four, and so you basically have three game weeks of the group stage, and then maybe you're knocked out, or maybe you advance to the tournament. So we're doing much bigger groups this time. For a longer group stage, so people have a longer time in the cup, more magic, you know, etc.
Yeah. So it's going to be, the groups are going to be eight teams per group, and then it's going to advance to the knockout stage, which is going to be like a bracket of 128 teams.
Yeah, which is a smaller bracket than we've done in the other years.
Yeah. And then it's single elimination, just match up game week, advance if you win, you're out if you lose, and then the semis and finals are going to be two game weeks long each, and it's going to go all the way till game week 38. So
let's fucking go.
Yeah. And we would do prizes for, you know, top eight and some other shit. So,
yeah. Yeah. We haven't quite figured every little thing out yet, but it's there. It's in
maybe
process.
We'll probably do like most points in group stage. We'll get something.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Something like that. Yeah. So
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, sign up. Again, the link will be in the pod description. It'll be in Discord. You know, I'll post it again on Patreon to fill out the form. It takes 5 seconds and then you're in. So do it.
Yeah, you just fill the form out, click submit, and then the rest is done for you.
Then you trust the process. Yeah. Okay.
So that's fun.
That's fun. Good job by everyone. Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yep.
Once again, new theme of the season. We're in the middle of
what
a game week when we're potting.
Oh, well, it's always.
Yeah. So, you know, no league updates coming again. There's still only three matches left to go in the game week, thanks to Burnley.
Checks notes. Yep.
Another post moment coming in. They've played 17 matches this season. Okay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just happy to wake up this weekend and, you know, watch games and be able to do that.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. What a privilege.
I just enjoyed that. And
your captain got 14 points.
Yeah, I mean, unlike last week where my captain played one instead of two games and got 1 point.
Yeah.
the balance of scales are scaling up for Team Adam.
Team Walsh.
Not going to get 11 out, but didn't want to anyway. Just like you.
Yeah, no chance.
So yep. How about you? How are you doing over there, dog?
Yeah, good. You know, I'm on 40. I'm like gray arrow-ish right now. You know, still games to be played, so we'll see how that shakes out. But yeah, I'm on 10 men right now. But if Spurs-Leicester doesn't happen, I'll be on 9. So hopefully that happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Not yeah, much.
I'm the same there. I'll be on 9 if that happens as well. But
yeah.
Yeah, we both saw the tea leaves with the first, you know, the North London Derby. We didn't captain Kane like we were talking about on the pod. And
yeah.
You know, I didn't bring in Lukasz like I was going to either. I just did Bruno and, you know, that worked out obviously, but complete luck for sure because he's a fucking shithouse. But yeah, it's just not fun, you know, when the games are announced and then we make our things and then we click the buttons and then the games start happening and then some of the games don't happen. So that's not a good job. It makes the game a lot worse. But if you just submit to, you know, that we're in a simulation and that we're all just bent over, you know, with gaping anus holes, then it's all fine.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, once upon a pod, I said, I feel as an excellent servant, but a terrible master. Just don't let it be your master. You know, you just roll with the punches here. So, yeah, I mean, I captained Bob Sanchez. I didn't think the...
Bob, I can't believe you did that, by I did, the way.
Well, but when it came down to it, it was like... I didn't think the North London Derby was going to happen, so I dodged Kane. And then I was very worried about Watford-Burnley because Burnley don't play matches anymore, so I didn't captain Dennis. Those were like my top two obvious ones. And then everyone else I had as a single game maker except Bob Sanchez and Mount. So I just fucking went Bob. I don't know. You know?
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
at least it looks like the game's going to happen. So
I mean, if he gets 3 or 4 points, you know, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. I mean, it was...
You could have Captain Dennis.
No, but I didn't. Yeah, exactly. It didn't hurt Bob's case that their match was on Friday. You know, like pretty much knowing that the game is going to happen felt like, okay, at least that. Yeah. I have that.
Yeah, and I mean, it was very similar with Man United because, you know, all of them have had riddlings, you know, between them and Villa and Brenham. And yeah, you know, Chelsea, they've been through it already and Brighton have been through it already. So.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so no league updates this week in the middle of a game week. Let's just go straight in. Where do you want to begin? You got a smile going.
No, it's so dumb. Like,
I know.
The game's just tight, like, because Burnley are just bad, and they don't have, like, they've bought Dale Stevens in the last 5 years, they get to just say, like, oh, we have some injuries, so we can't play. It's like, no,
they played a U23 game, I think, today. Full. Yeah.
Do those players not exist?
Full, like, 15-man squad there or some shit.
I mean, are you trying to tell me that, like, playing Brownest Hill and fucking, like, Jack Cork is so much different than playing, like, they're playing Aaron Lennon? You're telling me Aaron Lennon is like miles above, you know, anyone in their under 23 team? It's just, what the fuck are we even doing anymore? Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah. No, it's I don't really blame Burnley, and as I don't blame Arsenal. The Prem made these rules, and the teams are just taking advantage of it.
No, it's absolutely. I mean, I blame Burnley because I hate them.
Well, I hate them too.
It's obviously the Prem.
The Prem all the way.
Yeah. And Spurs for their, you know, petulant, childish statement that they put out. Oh,
what a powerful statement.
Absolutely insane. But the lack of self-awareness is so startling. It's just off the level, off the charts, another level of startlingness to me. But yeah, the Prem is just a joke. And we were talking about it in Discord a few days ago about, like, Liga, like, sensible rules, like, counts injured players as available players for this, like, Bundesliga, like, sense was like, of course, fucking Brexit, like, Boris, whatever the fuck they do in England is just like, no rule, make it up as we go along.
Yeah.
We'll just have the worst thing possible.
Yeah. Oh, you sold your best player? League. I guess you can't play games.
No big deal.
You loaned out
insane.
Ainsley Maitland-Niles? Yep. got to cancel your games. Sorry.
It's the most upsetting thing is that, you know, it affects the supporters, and it's, you know, we're just like lapdogs.
Yeah.
We're going to just keep coming back no matter what forever. Yeah. All of us, obviously, because we're degenerates, but the product, and it's a new form of incompetence every year that somehow startle us with how could we be worse? How could we be less transparent? Like, how can we make supporters more disingenuous? Like, you know, how can we be less ingenuous for supporters to, you know, all that stuff? It's just, it sucks. It just fucking sucks. But you know, you can't help with what you fall in love, who you fall in love with.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. If you let your heart open, love will always find its way in, you know?
Yeah. No, I know.
There were some games though. Villa Man United was fucking wild.
Yeah. I mean, hey, imagine if Ron's dropped and you play your best football of the season.
Yeah, I know.
What ridiculous. A shocker. No, I mean, Villa were all sorts in the first half, but United were actually good. And then the game kind of flipped on its head after halftime. I mean, Stevie G must have put rockets up everyone because Villa were a different team in the second half. They completely dominated, but the game was enjoyable. What'd you make of it?
Very enjoyable game. Well, obviously the first goal was just like a pure fucking howler of levels you rarely see, honestly. Like
it was, I think, like physics, not physically, but like physically. Very hard to do that because the ball bounced directly into his chest and he like bobbled it down to the five hole
between his five legs. Yeah.
Like if you were trying
to like
do that, it was
like a Vlade Divac, like through the legs, backward pass to someone for a layup.
Yeah, at the elbow or something. But if you're trying to do that, it's not easy.
It's really not easy.
He did it. He did it.
Yeah.
Managed it.
Yeah, he did it all in one seamless motion. But yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of people listening to this don't listen to Friday My Life, the Patreon pod, but we were very into Dean and very into Coutinho. And fucking little Phil comes on and they just fucking are so good. And we've been saying for like a month now that Ramsey's the best 4-5 in the game and he just keeps fucking scoring. Yeah. He's really like the best just enabler in the game, not even just 4-5 at this point.
Yeah, the only thing about that is our team value is higher, so that 4-5 isn't necessarily, and all the players are bad, so, you know, I don't know what the money does anymore, but he's clearly good, and I mean, really he was good. Very bad in the first half, and then he was very good in the second, I don't know, but he's clearly, there's a player there.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't know, you know, how it was so different, because United were just destroying them.
Yeah, no.
The first half.
It wasn't competitive. Sort of seemed to me like United, like, not took their foot off the gas, but just played in a more like shell that just tried to close the game. We're winning. Let's just end the game. Yeah. Like be tight. Like the equivalent of the NFL, like prevent defense where you just start being horrible and then you can't get out of it. And I feel like Villa just, you know, took control and never gave it up basically. And just, you know, bring on Coutinho, et cetera. Just every little thing made them a little bit better.
Yeah, Matic had to play the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, Sansone gifted a goal to Bruno, and then as he comes off, that's good. Like, every little move, they got better.
I mean, it's his little tantrum. I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, maybe he'll break his foot. He won't be able to get back anymore. But that kid Alonga was really good.
Oh, Alonga's really good.
He was just, like, very straightforward. I was watching it with Darren. He just did everything simply. Like, he didn't overcomplicate things. He was, like, direct. He took players on when he was supposed to. He didn't just do... I mean, then Sancho comes on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was just... He's just playing with 10 men.
Yeah,
he lost the ball every single time.
Yeah, you weren't
insane.
On Discord, but I was saying in Festival, I was like, Alonga did enough for me today that he should be ahead of Sancho, Greenwood, and Rashford. I saw enough that I was just like, he's better. Like, just let him play a little bit. It was very refreshing, that performance. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, they have a guy who's just playing actual winger. They have a winger playing winger.
Yeah.
Who's
doing
the things he's supposed to and being aggressive and being threatening. It's like, that's great.
Yeah, Bruno did. I mean, Bruno was back to his free role. Like, we knew him before Ron. Yep. He was really good, really active. No surprise there.
Yep.
But, Coutinho, I mean, Dean if he could fucking shoot, you know, he would have had 50 points this game, but he was in so much space. Like so often he was totally knackered by the end of the game. He went down with cramp the last few minutes, but
yeah,
he's going to be getting he's points be for good. The rest of the season. Yeah, he'll be good. And Coutinho, you know, so we were talking about, right. Coutinho obviously has got all the, you know, we know the accolades and skills and stuff, but I mean, I don't think he can start yet. He just looked like,
I didn't pick up on that. I believe what you're saying. I didn't really pick up on that, but I mean, it's going to be soon. If not now, it's going to be like one game week after that or something, right? I mean, yeah, he's just too good. Yeah, well, I think
the international breaks, the break's at a good time. You know, if he is going to be able to have 3 weeks to get fitness, like maybe he'll be off the bench next game. But I mean, like with, I'm on wild card, so I'm planning on having him, but just leaving him on the bench for... this game week.
Right. Yeah, Bear just said thoughts on Coutinho would be great. And I mean, yeah, again, like we went off on him and how good he is on Friday Night Life, deservingly so, and he comes on and does that, and it's just like so reinforcing. It's like, yeah, this is who they're getting. Like, he didn't get the assist for the second, but he was there and sort of assisted it in a weird way. But just looking back even at his Liverpool numbers, it's like his last full season with Liverpool, full in quotes, because he only plays 2200 minutes, but he scored 13 non-penalty goals. It's like that that would have been fifth most in the league last season, or sixth most in the league. There were only five players scored more non-penalty goals than him last season. You know, it's like,
and that's when he wasn't really allowed to get in the box.
Yeah, like 13 doesn't sound like a lot because we're so used to the top goal scorers also being on pens and stuff, and like 20s and 30s even sometimes, but 13 is a fucking ton, especially for a midfielder, and 8 assists on top of it. Like, he's just...
That was only in 2,200 minutes.
Yeah, like, I just...
No, he's an amazing world-class player. He's
just incredible, and I just... he's priced so cheap. I want him as soon as possible with their run. Yeah. Their run is just so good.
Yeah, I mean, Villa definitely are exciting, and they didn't have him again. You know, clearly they missed that.
They didn't have their best midfielder,
Yeah. It's just, to me, is the worry about how the teams, you know, how they're going to line up and his fitness, you know, just how many games is he going to really be able to start?
Yeah.
Because if he's, whether he's starting the front three or midfield, I mean, he's going to have to get his work rate up, you know, or he's just not going to be able to play every week.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether or not his body or he's going to be able to do that is remains to be seen. You know, if he's going to kind of start every third, you know, come off the bench, like he could do that.
Yeah,
you know,
start the home games and not the aways or some shit. But
I mean, like Leeds is like a scary game for me to imagine him starting, or he just plays as like, you know, almost like a second forward kind of, and they do tweak a little bit away from the 4-3-3.
I think they can get away with that because Ali and because Buendia are both monsters.
Yeah.
Like they work so much. So he can sort of be their one like glamour player who doesn't track all the way back and is, you know, stays well, high and wide and stuff. So,
I mean, Buendia also is a very interesting player, I think, from a fantasy perspective right now. I mean, he's 6'2". Again, I mean, we all have money, but I think he's going to be coming in with a good amount of points for the rest of the season. He just looks like he's finding his feet a little bit better and he's fit.
He was really good in the second half. Really,
he's been really good.
Good.
You know, I mean, he's been really good the last few games and he just looks like he's just playing well. So he's also a really good pick, I think. I'm worried about Watkins a little bit because it's, you know, kind of like a process of elimination. You kind of get there because there are so few forwards in the game. But Ings, when he's playing on the left with Ings, I mean, Ings just shouldn't be playing, right?
That's what it seems like to me. And if he is,
then Watkins will be good.
Yeah, and I think it's I think it's Coutinho, Watkins, Buendia, left to right, front three, and then the midfield is Doug or Nkamba, McGinn, and Ramsey.
Yeah, or some combination of three of those four.
Yeah, three of those four. Yeah. I mean, that's what it seems like to me, based off that game and based off, you know, since Stevie's been there, but.
Yeah, I think that's what it would look like too.
Brian and Yobils were asking about Watkins because he's been a disaster when you know, people who brought him in, including me, after the double return in game week 17, he's missed, you know, Villa haven't played a bunch of games. He missed the Brenham game and he's just blanked in the other games that he did play. And they're just, you know, wondering, like, you know, is it a hold? Like, what's the read on Watkins? Because again, they do have this run. They have at Everton, home Leeds, at Newcastle, home Watford, at Brighton, home Southampton. With the two games in hand, are fucking, what are they again? They're ridiculous.
Burnley and Leeds.
Yeah, home Burnley away Leeds are the...
They're never going to play Burnley that game. I will just strike it from the record. But
the at-Leeds one will still happen, you know, at some point, so...
Yeah, I mean, the excitement with that is, right, they have four games against Burnley and Leeds left.
It's so
which is
good.
Great, you know, it's, I mean, we're so in the second half of this, good. So... Yeah, I mean, I think, again, when Ings is playing, Watkins is, you know... Bad, yeah. Just really bad. Yeah. Like when he's on the left from an F, yeah. Real life, yes, he's great. Like he's everywhere. He's pressing. He's doing everything they need to be doing in that position. But real life wise or fantasy wise, he's just not in the positions where he's going to get points. But when he is playing centrally, he is. You know, I mean, he's doing the pressing things, but he's just, there's no one taking up his space, no one making his runs.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, if we're trusting that Stevie's going to get there, then I think he's a really good hold. But, you know, if we see Stevie, you know, Coutinho not really starting much, Ings still starting, then it's like, yeah, no, I don't want anything to do with him. Right. And then I would look at, you know, Buendia, I feel like might, right. I mean, Buendia might emerge as the best pick. I wouldn't be surprised by that. I'm still going to get Phil because I love him so much. And Buendia is like kind of a whiny bitch and he's not that easy to like, but yeah.
Yeah.
Phil are just exciting though right now.
Yeah. I mean, between Phil, you know, Phil, Buendia, Ramsey, Ollie, and Dean.
Like, or and Emmy.
And Emmy. There's three picks there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Easy definitely. Three picks with this run and their doubles eventually coming. Easy three. So, but it's just deciding which three. I mean, I think Dean would be probably my first, honestly, of everyone. Because I expect him to start every single game.
Yeah, I mean, it also does coincide nicely with, like, Chelsea having this little weird thing right now with the schedule and shit. And, you know, suddenly there aren't that many great defensive picks. But, Dean at five, the way he looked, and, you know, I think he's really, really, a really no-brainer, great defensive option right now.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Coutinho's probably my second, honestly. Because I just think the upside is just so ridiculously high. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say who the third is. I mean, Jeff said, nerds say Villa are 68.9% likely to double in 23. How do you prioritize their players? How many would you want?
I don't know
what that number is, but let's just say they might double. Would you bring in Coutinho? Really? Would you get Dean? Would you get Watkins if it meant to hit, et cetera? So, yeah, I mean, I want three also. I just don't know which three. I do think the lack of forwards, like you said, maybe it's bait for Watkins, but it does give him a leg up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if they're doubling and they have like something like a 2 or 3 day off period between the Everton game and the double, Phil's not starting both those games. There's 0% chance.
No way.
You know, you're looking at that like if he gets 90 minutes, you know, okay, but you know, you're looking at that more as a medium term pick, which again, you know, I mean, I didn't expect to come on here and start like stumping for Buendia, but
yeah, you are.
I am.
He might be on the thumbnail at this rate. Like this is insanity.
I don't know. I mean, he's playing. You know, I mean, he looks good. He looks fit and good. And you know, he looks like, you know, Phil can come in and out. Buendia looks like he's going to be playing, you know, every game.
Yeah, that is definitely a notable difference. You know,
I like Watkins though. I think the reliability of the 90 minutes is very nice. And
it's huge.
I'm telling you, sitting here on wildcard for the last few days, looking at the forwards, fucking hard, man. I'm like, I'm almost sure that I'm going to have my Bamford and he's injured. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know.
He's played one game in like 4 months.
He's played 20 minutes in 4 months. Like, there are just really bad forwards in the game right now.
Yikes. I think Watkins
is good from that standpoint.
That bumps him up a lot. It really does. Yeah, and then Dean in one of the mids, I guess. Something like that. Some combo of that I love.
I think so. Emmy, I think, would probably fall away.
They're so exciting, man. They're
fun to watch.
They're fun to watch. Yeah, they're like the type of team and situation and the run they're on right now that like makes me want a wild card because I just want all of these guys so badly, you know, and I don't have any. And I'm like, oh, am I going to -8 them in or am I just going to not have these guys that I really want? Like, both of those are bad options. So
yeah,
another team that's kind of playing well right now are Leeds, and you shouted this like 3 weeks ago or something when you started watching them. I didn't really watch this game because it was during the Liverpool game, but
I watched it.
They win at West Ham, not an easy place to go. Even with Lanzini at DM, it's still not an easy place to go.
It could have been 5-4 this game. I mean, it was a complete crazy insane game.
Yeah.
I mean, Leeds are definitely back to like doing the crazy Leeds things, which we've been missing. But you know, they did suffer a couple more injuries, which isn't great. I mean, he also did the sub, which he loves to do.
Oh my God, he loves it.
That's his fucking patented.
His subs are actually hysterical in this game. 20 minutes, he has to make double injury sub, and then like 60 something minutes, subs the sub for Rodrigo.
And I was, I swear to God, watching the game, if he had a fourth sub, he would have subbed Rodrigo off. Rodrigo was absolutely diabolical. He was like Sancho.
When are they selling Rodrigo?
Maybe in January. I don't even know why they bother with him anymore. But he's definitely better than Tyler Roberts. But
that's true.
Rodrigo was so fucking bad when he came on. It was comical. they're still, you know, they're missing play. I mean, losing Forshaw is not insignificant because, you know, I don't think he's particularly good, but they don't have Phillips. And, you know, it just, they keep getting these injuries. It's insane. Crazy.
Yeah.
No. And it just knocks everyone back into like their least, like into just worse positions for like themselves. Like we're seeing Ayling have to play center back and then Dallas has to go to fucking fullback, which means more click, and he puts fucking Dan James at forward. Like, you know, but it did look like they were, you know, fit and running and doing all of the chaos, which you want to see, you know, which is nice to see.
Yeah. So, I mean, they Rafinha put up 2.1 XG against West Ham, 2.0 XG last week against Burnley. Like, the numbers are back to being up. You know, they're still going to lose 5-1 sometimes. But, you know, if they're just doing the all-out attack, crazy-ass Leeds shit, then they're also going to score 4 or 5 sometimes. So, you know, that's good for FPL. I mean,
Set-piece defending was, oh my God.
Micro said, obligatory, is Harrison a pick question? But for real, though, Leeds are starting to get their heads through the roof. Their heads through the rough, or is this team still a hard avoid? And then Brian said Leeds are about to enter a serious run of fixtures. Is there anyone other than Raf catching your fancy? So yeah, I mean, they also have an insane, actually it's not as insane, but they have a decent run. They have home Newcastle, at Villa's not a good one anymore, at Everton is really good, and then home United, home Spurs is, you know, so yeah,
it's mixed. I mean, this comes back to what we talked about them before, where they don't have fixtures that bad fixtures when they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and they have two games to make up, which are at Villa and home. At Liverpool and home Villa, which are also bad. But if any double with Leeds is like, you expect goals.
Yeah, I mean, Bamford coming back is significant. You know,
is there news?
Surely. Well, he was close for this game. He didn't make the bench, right?
Yeah,
he didn't make the bench. But I mean, you'd think in 3 weeks, you know,
there was like a 15-year-old on the bench.
Yeah, but you need a cheeky little baby. Whatever. That's because Bielsa's a fucking man, and he plays the games when they're on the schedule.
That is fucking true. Shout out to Bielsa.
In 3 weeks.
They're like, we should try and cancel this, Marcelo. And he's like, why? Yeah. I have a 15-year-old right here. It's like, don't you see this fucking kid? I just paid for his lunch. I'm letting him have an ice cream today. So he's going to be on the bench. God. Yeah. No. Yeah, Bamford would be extremely significant. I miss him a lot.
Yeah. I mean, watching James play is so upsetting.
Yeah, he had that one big chance.
It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a big chance for this player. You know, it doesn't matter. And it's, you know, it's one thing if he's winger, you know, just running and falling down and holding his head when he, you know, sprains his ankle. When he's at the striker position and you see how much they do for that, like you, when it's out, like Rafinha, the movement, the speed of the counterattacks, like, and it's just being wasted on this fucking little scruffy headed fuck. It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
Well, if Bamford's back, that'd be amazing. And
I would love to investigate that transfer fee from Dan James to Leeds.
Diddling?
There was 100% so money laundering going on there. God. There's just so hatch laundering. It's there fucking just, insane. Everyone in the country evaluated him at like $4 million, and they're like,
blackmail.
Here's $32 million.
There's so much going on.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, I mean, they're like, it's like weddings were promised or something. Yes, someone promised a child, and then there's citizenship he changes
being exchanged. Yeah. There, there's
there's people being adoption that was reneged on. Like, there's a lot.
Yes,
there's a lot of action there.
A lot of things happening there.
I mean, Rafinha's obviously he's a
great pick. Great pick.
Yeah. Harrison, listen, right? Everyone watches him and him play, and you know he's not very good.
That's the problem, is they watch him.
Yeah, but the other problem is, you know, look at what he did last year. You know, for not being very good, you know, granted, a few of his goals last year were just silly stunk or worldies, but
that's what he does, though.
He does that, but he also got some tap-ins this week, and he had that cheeky finish. I mean, he's clearly feeling himself, and he hasn't been fit. He's had a really fucked up season. He's 5'5". I mean,
no, he's not. Teams are going to be
teams focus on Rafinha. I mean, he wasn't a bad pick last year, even though he kind of couldn't believe it was happening, but. You know, he clearly was something's been wrong with him this season, right? Yes. I mean, he started the first few games, and then he's been in and out, and he hasn't really gotten a string of games together until really recently. And you know, he looks good, and you know, I'm not going to tell you he's a bad pick. He's not like a fantastic pick. He's not a flashy pick, but the space is there for him to exploit, and you know, he's gonna find his way into points because he plays for Leeds. So
no, I'm happy to hear you say this, because what I meant, what I said, the problem is that we watch him is because I think he's the type of player you watch and you're like, there's no fucking world in which I would own this player, because he just fucks up constantly and he's pretty bad. But he just he's just relentless. He just keeps getting the chances. He scores the occasional world. He's in a ton of space, like you said, and he just gets points. And obviously, Bielsa loves him. I mean, he played almost 3,000 minutes last year.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's been interesting is, I mean, this year, until like the last few games, he's been actively just like he got subbed at half a couple games, like because he was so fucking bad.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was like, what are you actually doing? And now he's playing well again. Like, you know, he looks like he was doing last season,
like
sort
last
of,
year.
And, you know, he bangs a hat trick, you know, he's got to get your attention.
Hopefully Harrison family put a unit on him scoring a hat trick, because surely no one else on the planet did, but. Yeah,
you're just never picking him over
returns.
Rafinha. That's
yeah,
the thing.
You're never over Rafinha.
So, you know, what team are you really putting him in? That's the thing.
That's where it becomes weird. But I'm sure there's teams, you know, with a ton of value, and, you know, they're only starting four mids, I guess. And your fifth mid could be Harrison, and it could be a lot worse. And, you know, he'll sub on and he'll get you the occasional goal and whatnot.
No, that's true. I mean, if you're looking for depth and, you know, you're going with a 5-3-2 or a 4-3-3, some formation like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
5-4-1, even if the forwards are so bad.
Yeah, 4-5-1. That's what I've been looking at, honestly.
4-5-1?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, seems great to me.
Yeah. With full players on the bench, but.
Yeah. Yeah. What else should we talk about? Do we talk about Rafa out, or what were you going to say?
I mean, West Ham, I feel, you know what?
Yeah, we didn't really talk about West Ham.
I mean, Bowen keeps doing all this shit.
Yeah, he misses a basket full of sitters every game, but he also gets a goal sometimes. So, you know, he's still good FPL pick, but oh my God, he could have had like four again. Yeah, I mean, he's just a really good pick. He is clearly, like, the way it's designed is, like, Antonio run around everywhere, run wide, run, make all the, you know, runs, pull people away, blah, blah, blah. Bowen be in the middle of the box and score our goals.
You make the direct line to the six-yard
box. Yeah, I mean, he scored a fucking corner. He's 5 feet tall. And he should have scored that cross at the end of the game that he decided to chest. Like, he's just in the middle. Yeah. That was from an Antonio cross out wide left. You know, it's just, he's just the guy. It's really hard, I think, to make a case to not own him. You know, they won't have any doubles as of now. You know, they haven't had a postponement, but, you know, they're away Man United and home Watford, at Leicester, home Newcastle. It's fucking insane. You can't not have him for that run, I think. But yeah,
I might
Antonio,
have to accept that challenge.
Yeah, you might. Antonio, you definitely don't need a piece up right now.
Holy and shit, he's so annoying.
I don't really know what's wrong with Soup. I don't know if it's riddling or he's just out, but any game, I mean, they're back five, because I'm including Flappy Hands, is fucking atrocious. We talk about it every week. And then if they don't have both Declan and Soup at DM, they're elevated to another level of bad. They can't defend anything. Lanzini at DM is like the actual last player in their entire 50-man squad that I would choose to play that role. And, you know, he lived up to it. Like you said at the beginning, Leeds could have scored fucking five. They just hadn't.
Even six or seven.
They could have done anything. Like every break was just so much space, just comical defending from West Ham. So,
I mean, I know I've been saying this for months. I think West Ham, I still just think they're fucked up. Like, I don't know.
Defensively, no question. Yeah.
It's like every game they go into is just like the other team dictates every game. And they're just like an amorphous blob playing somewhat similarly each game of just like, let's stay here and let them, here's the ball, like do stuff. I think
that's like the Moyes specialty.
Yeah, but now it's like he's playing Vlasic, like he's losing his like his core, and it's kind of they're just falling apart everywhere. Like he's playing Lanzini all of a sudden. You know, granted, Lanzini, you know, did all the things against my fucking dumb team, but
you played fucking number six this game. This is a joke.
They're a lot worse when he plays. Like the team plays a lot worse when he's in the fucking team. I mean, in this position, you know, when he's deputizing for either Rice or the Soupy Boy, which is where he's been playing him.
At least he's subbed on Yarmo, though. That's the feather in his cap.
I mean, how are you playing Vlasic over Yarmo? Like, don't you want to win? You're in a top four race. This isn't like, let's make sure our transfer works out well. Like, Yarmo is so disrespectful.
How are you starting, you know, Soufal over Harrison Ashby? At this point, like Soufal is so fucking
Soufal
bad.
Soufal was really bad. Oh my Cresswell God. Cresswell back was really good for them, though. They needed that.
Yeah. I mean, he was also pretty bad defensively. But the corners and shit. Yeah.
And the delivery was good.
Yeah. So good.
No, I mean, and it comes back down to the same thing, you know, which we've also been talking about is, you know, the center backs matter, right? When you're playing Jopp and Dawson, I mean, it trickles down to the rest of the team so blatantly and obviously. Yeah. They're both. Neither of them should be starting for a Premier League team.
And dude, on the third goal, on Harrison's hat-trick goal, he just stood still. It was like rolling ball into the box, and he just waited, took his time, got chipped.
And this is, you know, another one there, right? There's no... I imagine if you put any, you know, manager to watch Areola and Flap in training, I mean, what are we talking about here? That's not a comparison. Areola is... way better. He's a way better goalkeeper than him. So, I mean, I don't know if it's like the locker room thing or whatever
it's
reasons.
Be something like that.
But it's, you know, he's making some
old
personnel.
School. He's old. Like, Flap's been there a while, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. But, you know, when the personnel choices start, you know, make me looking at this thing with a tilted head, you know, that's when I get, you know me about
that's
that.
That's when you turn, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I turn on someone. And Moyes is getting right in and amongst it for me. Because it's not making sense to me.
Zuma's supposed to be back really soon. That'll be huge.
Yeah,
that will be a massive upgrade. Yeah, I think I think he was like, the quote was like, he's almost ready, but then he wasn't on the bench. So, you know, you probably wouldn't expect him to start this weekend, but after the break, probably safe.
Yeah, which would be huge for them.
That'd be very big.
Important.
So,
important.
So, yeah, that's West Ham. Okay. Bowen, though, great pick.
Bowen, great pick, so you want to do Rafa, you were saying?
I don't know. I was asking if you want to do it. I mean,
is there anything to say?
We got two Everton questions.
He's so washed.
Gilby said, Everton are shit, but will they get a bounce for the sole fact that the players will be fucking terrified about what Big Dwonk does to them should they not perform? And then Bry said, Everton have one win in 13, but I didn't see anyone targeting them. Did we miss something there by expecting Rafa to right the ship each week? Is there anyone else flying under the radar to target, either playing against them or players who are quietly performing above average? I mean, maybe we were slow to adjust to how bad they were and not like targeting them and including them in the like Watfords when you're looking at the fixture list or whatever. But
I don't know. I mean,
every time we would read a fixture and there was like an at Everton and there were like, that's a great fixture, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I think targeting them is like very hindsighty because they haven't been getting done, you know, really at all over the last like 2 months. Like they've lost some games. They lost Liverpool and City heavily, but otherwise, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, obviously my team is in the same category as Liverpool, and City. But
yeah, yeah.
Broadly speaking, you know, this was a very swift collapse for the Rafa, even though they've been bad all season, sort of.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're fit again. You know, I mean, getting Towns back is significant. You know, I mean, they have,
and
you know, they have more or less, yeah, Rich back, DCL back, you know, Towns, Ducore back.
Yeah.
So, you know, Big Dwonky Boy is going to, well, Ducore's been back for a while,
Is Big Dunk confirmed, like, taking over, or?
Well, Caretaker is the Dwonk, but they were talking about, and Baines.
Baines.
Let's
I
go.
Mean... Me,
he should be just the fucking manager, permanent basis.
Just I want Mikalenko because I'm like, oh, he's gonna get a personal like Baines boost at left back. He
didn't look good against.
Oh, he was awful. He was absolutely terrible. He's gonna get a Baines boost though.
Baines boost.
I wonder
what
Baines looks like now.
Wow, I'm sure he still looks exactly the same. He takes care of himself.
I hope so.
He doesn't go the fucking Kevin Nolan. He doesn't do that. Oh my God.
I fear for him. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know what to. We have nothing to say about Everton. They fucking suck, but, you know, Big Dunk will do a better job. They have some good players. You know, I mean.
He is back.
They have.
No, I expect them to get a little bounce of some proportion. I agree.
A big percent of that bounce is having all their good players back, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm not trying to say Rafa was doing fine, but, you know, having all the good guys back makes them a much better team. They have home Villa, at Newcastle, home Leeds, at Southampton, next four, with three games in hand that are all fucking incredible, with home Leicester, at Burnley, home Newcastle.
Yeah. I have no faith in them, though. Unlike, you know, like, I'm not like buying DCL because like, oh, new manager bounce, like they're going to be fine. Like they weren't fine all season. And last season they had James, they had Carlo. I mean, we don't know anything about this team.
Yeah.
And they have a really fucked up defense right now. Like very, very fucked up. I also think Allen might be washed. I don't know if he can play anymore.
Probably.
And, you know, Ducore is no, you know, they don't have a DM, basically is what I'm saying.
Well, they have Gbamin.
Hey. But, you know, I mean, their balance is really weird. And they just bought two new fullbacks. Like, the center backs are holy shit bad. So, you know, I don't expect them to just be good in the easy fixtures. They should still struggle to win any game. And, for those reasons.
How long is it going to take for Keane to be the scapegoat? Because, you know, he's going under the radar with the Rafa sacking and all that shit. I haven't seen anyone be like, well... Michael Keane, by the way.
Well, I mean, he's one of the worst center backs in the league. You know, we know this for sure. I think it's also, I mean, granted, they've had a lot of injuries. Like, Mina hasn't been fit, but he picked him. Literally, he started every single game.
He looked at the sheet an hour before every kickoff and said, I'm going to start him instead of Branthwaite.
And, you know, we don't watch the Branthening in training, but... We watch Keane in the Premier League every week, and you know, what do you have to lose there? And Mina, you know, he was healthy for, you know, six games. It's tough. I mean, I mean, Keane might be better than Holgate, but Ben Godfrey is a center back.
It's like, what kind of bad do you want? And I'd rather Holgate bad than Keane bad. Like, I'd rather aggressive bad than just, like, slow and dumb own goal bad. You know what I mean?
But, dude, fucking Godfrey is an actual center back. Actual center back. He never, ever, 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 ever played him in a center back, too. And it's insane. You know, he just kept playing a fucking left back.
They barely ever tried a back three, right? Or am I misremembering?
They did sometimes.
They did a little bit, but I just felt like... When you look at like the Newcastle blueprint and how bad their center backs were, et cetera, and he managed to get some cleans out of that team, it just seemed like, okay, yeah, we could do that with this team.
I think he doesn't have the midfield. It's a different.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, regardless, all of this said is funny Rafa out, Fat Spanish Waiter out, Everton are all sorts. I mean, they need. And I do think that it was really good So far, January, Everton have had a great window. They're getting younger.
Yeah,
absolutely. They need to
Selling Dean was actually great for them.
Amazing for them. I mean, granted, he's in the prime of his career. He's got a couple of really good years.
Yeah, he's really good.
To get real money for him.
Yes.
And, you know, he got more wages. They need a full, complete tear it down, rip it apart, start from the ground floor because, and they need to lower the age profile. It's very similar to Palace. You know, what we needed this year was just get younger everywhere and start to build fresh. Yep. And, you know, I mean, Michael Lenko might be, whatever the fuck, might be one of the worst players I've ever. He was so bad.
I know.
Was
playing, literally, Sargent was.
He was playing Norwich. You're not going to play worse.
Like, two of the best players on the pitch. All we do is shit on Sargent. He just comes in and shreds this guy. God. Sargent was fucking really good. And that's thanks to Mikalenko. Like,
Michael Lenko.
I don't know what to call him.
So, I mean, you're not going to have an easier, literally will not have an easier day in the office than lining up and seeing that ginger fuck running at you. You know, that's the easiest game you will have all year.
It's a fact.
By a lot. Yeah. And he looked like he had no idea what he was doing. Yeah. So, other than him maybe being awful, you know, just the idea of, you know, and we don't know who this right, you know, the Rangers right back they got, you know, the idea of where they're going. Him.
Yeah.
You know, is good. And getting El Golzi is a little counter.
They managed to spend so much fucking money and break FFP, and they're banned from spending at a deficit. They're the only team in the league who can't spend money, you know, beyond their, like,
they can't afford City's
income or whatever. And all the, just thinking about all the money that they spent were on all these old fucks who are in the twilight of their career / maybe already washed.
Dude, is Iwobi a joke to you?
Oh my God, I forgot about Iwobi. Is Bolasie
a joke to you?
Yalla, dude.
Do they
still own the rights of him?
They own the rights to Yalla. I don't know. If he puts out a record, they get like 20%.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Everton are a fucked up mess. But, they're, you know,
such a mess.
Whatever. I also think I think Gordon is a shit player.
I mean, he's young enough that, like, he could develop. But yeah, the people who, like, were like, oh my God, Anthony Gordon, like,
his like football intelligence seems to be below zero. I mean, I don't know. His decision making is just insane.
Yeah.
Makes wrong decision every time. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean,
he shouldn't be on the fucking team. He should be in the team. He should be playing for Reading. He should be on loan at Reading.
Like, he's 20. Yeah. He's doing fine for a 20-year-old. He's not, like, ready to start every game in a Premier League team. That's a serious team. But he is because
they have no one else.
But he is.
That's the problem. Yeah.
He's like a shit Dwight McNeil. What other games do you want to talk about, or should we just bang out some questions?
Wolves fucking destroyed Southampton.
Oh my God. Everyone that was there should have bought a lottery ticket that day because they got to show up and see Adama score an open play goal and Connor Cody score a goal in the same fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Let alone just the team scoring three goals, period. I don't know when the last time they did that is.
Wasn't this year.
No way, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were all on set pieces, but whatever.
Jesus. No, Adama
wasn't.
No, that was the actual play, being a man, and finish.
Well, Forster is a kind lover.
Yeah, he is.
He's a giving lover.
Southampton will never surprise me what they're capable of conceding.
Yeah.
So, the City, you know, game, is what
the City
is.
Game is whatever. No, I think we did it. Liverpool 3-0. I mean, that was it wasn't even a nice,
like, an interesting game. They just dominated. And
yeah, it was just Brentford are fucking a sham. If I was a betting person, I would bet a very, very sizable amount of money the first minute, you know, relegation odds come out for next season on Brentford getting relegated.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? It's like everything they did in the first, whatever it was, 10-ish game weeks of the season, 8-9 game weeks of the season, was like a complete shock. Like, there was no part of anyone that predicted that or anticipated. Maybe they're just really good out of nowhere. Like, that was not on the radar at all. And then, basically since that point, they've just been relegation.
I mean, it wasn't on the radar because they're not really good. They're actually really bad.
Yeah,
and they've been so bad for months.
Yeah.
And they should continue to be bad, and they should get relegated.
Extremely hard to imagine them ever keeping a clean sheet. I mean, the only clean they've kept since game week, I don't even know when.
Five.
Since game week five was home to Rafa's fucking shithouse. That's the only clean they've kept. When people at the beginning of the season were like, including us, were like, oh, their defense, they're good, they're tight. Now they're actually, they're a fucking joke. Fraud.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do some questions. Michigan said, if Ron gets hurt, is Bruno straight in?
Ron is hurt. So
Bruno straight in? And for that reason? Yeah, I mean, I guess he's asking, like, if Ron were to go down and be like, oh, he's out for 6 to 8 weeks or some shit. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I do think if that were to happen, Bruno's a great pick.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Brentford, West Ham, Burnley, Southampton, Leeds, Watford coming up for them.
Oh my god. Well, Brentham, no, that's the double this week.
I'm sorry. You know, the game was very confusing to me. I'm still like processing it because it was so one-sided, you know, as they say, game of two halves. It was not competitive, and neither half was competitive.
Yes.
And I don't know, you know, which is the real Man United, because they just completely fell apart. And, you know, we haven't seen a complete 90-minute game from them of like, oh, wow, like they convincingly won this game.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing fucking weird-ass players, like rotating like a madman. I mean, the fullbacks were different again. Cavani, I'm not sure what he was doing the whole game.
Yeah.
You know, he's putting Matic back in. You know, the spine is fine. I mean, Varane looked like a fucking joke.
You know who's back in training?
Maguire's on the bench. Who?
Paul Pogba. Paul?
Oh my god. Okay, well, once Paul's back, then they'll be amazing again.
Okay. Yeah.
Paul's been out for so long.
I know. I'm really excited to see him play. I hope he plays.
Because, I mean, Bruno's still 11.6 million, which is a nice, spicy meatball amount of money there.
Yeah.
But he looked really good. You know, I mean, he was lively. Yeah. He was everywhere.
When he's free and on pens, which also is a huge factor with Ron's out, when he's free and on pens, he's fucking incredible FPL pick.
Yeah.
I think that's just full stop. So.
Okay. Yeah. But Ron's going to start Brenham and Bruno's going to blank. And,
yeah. I mean, the reason I know Paul's back is Ron posted a picture. I don't know if it was on like Instagram or whatever of like they intra squad, like five man or whatever. And he
did you like it?
No, I didn't like it. His team won and Paul was on his team. I was like, oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah, that's why you won.
That's how you won. Also, Heaton was on his team, who's clearly the best keeper at the club. So is what it is. Hemdog said, so many mids on the scene. Is Rabo as the third Liverpool guy as opposed to Jota worth it if it means having a five-man mid of Mo, City guy, Coutinho, Bowen, Raf? I mean, two City guys, etc. Yeah, I like that. I actually do like that.
Yeah, I've been playing with him in there again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bob was out for that long period of time is what elevated Jota to, like, he's the best pick in the game right now. Bob's back. You know, Mo and Mane will still miss a couple more or something like that, so Jota will start, but the team won't be as good. But Rabo, yeah, I mean, he's been good. I actually didn't think he was that good in that game, but, you know, he still gets his assist in the clean, 12-pointer.
But I mean, he was very, like, typical Rabo.
Yeah. He was where he was supposed to be and put some crosses in and took some corners and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I love that because, yeah, like Hemnog said, I mean, Mo, City guy, but that could easily be two City guys. You know, Coutinho, I want really a lot. Bowen, great pick. Raf, great pick. And there's probably guys we're not even, like, mentioning. Like, Martinelli, I know he's going to be nailed in your team. And
yeah, well, I'm an idiot, but yeah.
No, but there's
Rafinha.
There's other mids even outside of those that are still really good. I mean, Son's going to probably be back pretty soon. You know.
Yeah, no, they're definitely... It's easier to find mids than that.
So I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And I think the other thing to me that I was thinking of, you know, I mean, I'm not going to have Jota, but if you do have Jota, you know, Trent, and you want to have like Rabo or whatever, you can just do, you know, you just do Jota to Mo. I mean, that's your placeholder for Mo, which is nice structural, you know, just that's a clean.
You just need, you know, $4.5 million.
7 million or whatever, yeah. But yeah. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Rabo's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not sure if I'm going to go there. I don't know.
You love Rabo.
No, I know I do, but I don't know. Because I was like, I have like Trent, Cancelo, Aiton, Uri are like nailed. And then I want Dean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could go Rabo, you know, and maybe I just, you know, leave Aiton, Uri as kind of like a bench guy. Because I was looking also at getting like Kilman and just having two Wolves guys.
Mm.
I don't know. I still don't know like the money, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And well, then also like, yeah. Owen said, forwards continue to be tough pickings. Are there any good picks that don't make me long for the 5-5-0 Spain 2012 formation? So you've been looking at forwards a lot more than I have on Wildcard. So who are you seeing that's like pick?
Well, I mean, I hate Kane as a pick. So I'm sure people think Kane's fine.
He also has, you know, some really, really bad fixtures coming up. Sure. You know, at Leicester's good. Home Southampton's good in 24. Yeah. But around surrounding that is at Chelsea, home Wolves, at City. So those are really insanely bad. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Broja's a really good just value pick. He's five whatever. And you just you want him on your bench because I don't think any team's picking and playing three forwards. I mean, I think Watkins is a good pick.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
I don't think DCL is diabolical. I mean, get that out there. Their fixtures and their doubles are going to be fucking incredible.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe he's just, and he's not that expensive. I mean, Bamford, I'm not joking. Like, I might have Bamford and just hope.
But you got to have DCL over Bamford, right?
I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
Bamford's not going to play, probably.
I'll just bench him. I mean, I'm going to have 15 players. So I want the team I'm going to have in 2 weeks. Like, I don't want the team that, like, for this. I don't want to play DCL against Villa anyway. So,
yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I just think the upcomings for DCL are still so much better that you'd rather have DCL.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would rather have Bamford. I think they
play each other in 25, so whatever, wash. But, you know, then
it's not a wash, so that's better for Bamford because everyone sucks.
But Leeds also suck at not conceding goals.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm so much more concerned about Everton functioning than Leeds. Yeah. Like Leeds just, he comes in and he's immediately a good pick. Everton could just be bad.
Yeah, that's true. They could be bad. Yeah. I just think the other two around that Leeds game at Newcastle, at Southampton could be anything. You know, with three games to make up incredible. It's just
True. No, it's tempting. Fair. No. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Is there anyone else? I mean,
I don't think Jim is awful. You know, I mean, he hasn't looked good, but yeah, I mean, he's not that expensive and he plays every game.
Don't score goals though.
I know they don't, but you know, again, I mean, you look around, you know, and he's just not, I just don't want to spend money on this spot. Really. Yeah, that's where I look at this. I just don't want to spend much money on these spots.
I mean, surely Dennis is better than Jim.
I don't think so. I think Dennis is a fucking scam. I mean, he plays
like a mil and a half for Dennis.
I don't know. I mean, he plays wing at Watford. The Watford are fucked up. I don't know.
Watford
the last few
score
games
as many goals as Wolves, though. You know?
No, I know, but at least Wolves like have a plan and they've been playing consistent, like same players all year. Like I feel like they could maybe do better in the second half of the season than I feel like Watford are going the wrong way. Dennis like playing out of position a little bit, like
I'm not trying to stump for Dennis, but I just don't think Jim is a good pick. And then we're talking about guys on teams that kind of suck and don't score goals, I'd rather save money and go for Dennis over Jim. But, I mean, to be honest, like, to answer the question, I think it basically ends before Jim. Like, I think it's, like, Ali, DCL, and
Bamford, Broja.
Bamford in 2 weeks and Broja. Like, I
mean, and people have Antonio fine, like,
it's
whatever.
It's fine. You can hold him. It's fine.
I mean, the Leicester situation's so fucked up. I mean, Daka would be a good pick if, you know, Vardy's hurt for a long... I mean, we don't even know what they're doing. They might not play for another 3 weeks. Who knows?
Yeah, there's like the St. Max and Wood, but like...
Yeah.
They're really bad.
We just watched that. This was actually kind of a weird game because they did have so much sustained pressure. They just couldn't do the thing.
Yeah, no cross actually like... Well, Wood had the one big chance that he fucked up. Yeah. But most of the game, they couldn't actually turn him into chances. But yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Those are the only guys that I would want on wildcard. like that.
St. Max is 6-6. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, St. Max just does have 2-2. He's, you know, he's fun. I mean, you know, he's going to start every game they can, and you know, Edwards going to play that one way.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's back on the radar. I haven't thought about him honestly. Yeah. On wild card at all, but yeah, maybe he's there. A good pick.
Yeah.
But they're all cheap. You know, you got all these cheap players.
Yeah, they're all cheap. Yeah. And then Mishko was the last question. He said, do I hold Saka or get Raf? So, I mean, like, I feel like we haven't talked about Arsenal in so long because of the cancellations. They don't play games. But that is an interesting one. I mean, Saka is still a good pick and Martinelli is still a good pick. But Raf is now developing into a really good pick. I mean,
I don't think that's, you know, an upgrade.
Yeah, it's pretty sidewaysy, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you do that in 25 when Arsenal are about to go away. But, you know, for the next two, theoretically, you know, in a week, if, you know, Burnley have, you know, three players back so they can field the fucking team and play this game.
Yeah, that game should
And Arsenal,
happen.
I mean, the two, holy shit, that's a derb. The cancellation derb.
Yeah.
Arsenal and Burnley.
Yeah, Arsenal have, what, 4 games to make up? Yeah, 4. And Burnley have 5. Oh my, I cannot wait to triple cap Pope in their quadra game week.
So stupid.
It's going to happen.
But yeah, I think that, I mean, that's where I would go there. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, I mean, no thoughts. Both good. Kind of sideways. All right, let's go on. So talk to me about your wild card. I mean, we're going to pod again on Thursday, so that'll be a lot more final. But where are you kind of roughly at right now?
I don't have my wild card team up right now.
Okay, that's a good job.
I had it on my laptop. Yeah, that's a bad job. I mean, but I'm trying to think about it. I had Trent. Well, my goalkeepers I had were Saw and Bob the Monster. He's going nowhere. But he actually might go somewhere by the time the deadline ends because he's so bad. But
yeah.
I'm going to have two keepers at play. But I was looking at Saw as probably the guy.
He's a good pick.
And then I had Trent, Kinsella, Aitnuri, Dean. And then that fifth spot was kind of up there. You know, I was looking at Kilman
maybe Rabo, maybe Kilman, depending on money, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, I was thinking about Cresswell a little bit too.
Okay. But they just
thinking like
they don't keep cleans though.
No, I know, but I was just thinking like because I'm trying to keep in mind that there's this 3-week break coming up. Like, you know, what team will I want in 3 weeks?
And right.
Zuma back
might be enough. Soup back.
Might be enough to be like, all right, you know, and his delivery, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I like that.
And I was the Arsenal thing is, Arsenal's a little bit annoying with the blanks coming up. But
very annoying.
And then midfield, I have Martinelli, Raz, Bowen, and then I have
Foden. Kev. Yeah, Foden.
Foden. I still had Foden. And then I had
Raf?
Phil. I had Phil in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have Raf in. I have no Leeds midfielder.
Right.
And then my front line I had was Broja, Bamford, and Watkins.
And Ollie. Yeah, I mean, that's a fucking really good team.
Yeah, and I have, like, so much in the bank.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Well, you're going to get Mo when he's back, so
yeah, you
know, that'll be probably all your money in the bank.
No, not it won't be, but it'll be a lot of it.
I mean, if it's, like, you know, one of these mid-price mids.
I guess the main thing I need to look at is with Phil. Well, so I mean, I think Phil versus Kevin is a very. We didn't talk about City at all, but
we should call him Coutinho because Phil is also Foden. So it's confusing.
Yeah, Foden
versus Kev.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I don't want to. Because I'm gonna want Mo when he's back immediately. Obviously,
100%. Yeah,
and that was like probably the Bowen slot for me because I don't really like Bowen.
Yeah,
and so. Do you think, say I can afford that, you know, whatever, because the rest of my team is so cheap, Kevin over Foden or Foden over Kevin? I mean, talk me through
that. Yeah, if money isn't an issue, which it seems like it might not be, then I would like Rabo to be your fifth defender and Kev over Foden.
All right.
If you can still easily get Mo and afford everything, you know, but that's like a big if, you know. I'm talking about a difference of, you know, many millions. You know, that's like +2 for the defender and +4 for the midfielder. So hard.
So outside of the money, I mean, just what do you see of like in those players? Like why?
Like what's I just the, feel like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about Kev pretty regularly for a month or so and how he's just looking better and better every game. You know, obviously scores the worldie, gets max bones. He's a bonus fucking god. Anytime he returns, he gets many bones. You know, they're the best team in the league. He's clearly part of their best 11. I expect him to start the very, very large share of games, you know, at least until your Champions League is back and stuff. They have these three in a row right now at Southampton, home Brentham, at Norwich. They could score in probably at least one of those, they'll score four or more, and then the others, they'll just like win 2-0 or something. I expect Kev to honestly start at least, you know, 75% of games or something like that. And I can't say the same about Foden. So I just feel like the points will come. In a 12 million versus an 8 million guy, I don't know if those points add up to value, you know, if it's worth it.
Yeah.
But in this weird ass fucking season where there's no forwards that are good and it's yada, 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 everything we just talked about, money may not matter. And if it doesn't matter, I'd rather have Kev. That's really all it is for me. I mean, I thought Foden was pretty bad and just out, like not really that involved last like couple games, actually, not just this last game. And, you know, yeah. Kev is just like on the ball all the time doing all the stuff.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's playing.
Yeah. He just plays every game.
Yeah.
He's just.
Yeah. I mean, a team with Mo, Raz and Kevin is not
that's
really
steep. That's really
not
steep.
Really workable.
Yeah. Yeah, so then I would go Foden, and I don't think that's a huge downgrade. I still think Foden's a good pick. And, you know, we know what he's capable of. He can brace any game, which is pretty fucking good for an 8 million midfielder. I just like Kevin more.
Yeah, I mean, it's not impossible, but I mean, maybe that's, you know, maybe I want that.
Maybe you want that, yeah. Three, triple premium has been done many seasons before.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would just mean a little bit of, I mean, I don't mind, like, Wolves' defense, I think, is really good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, having Kilman and Ait Nouri or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would just mean, you know, starting, I have Dean here. Yeah, I mean, it definitely means no Rabo.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
I think
I'm
it's
looking
workable.
At it. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It would be, I mean, is there a 5'9 forward? Josh King.
Yeah, one of those guys who just plays, you mean?
Yeah, as a bench guy.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I'm looking right now.
Yeah,
I could
King,
do
Joey Linton. You do Sargent in form?
Yeah, I could do. Well, I mean, the goalkeeper's a little bit of an issue. I didn't fuck around there, but I could do something like Dean, Trent, Cancelo, Kilman, Ait Nouri, Martinelli, Mo, Raz, Kevin, Wendia.
Ooh.
Watkins, King, Broja.
I mean, that is fucking
that's good.
Sick.
That's fifth. My goalkeepers are Bob the Monster and Dubravka.
And that's hot, dude. That's getting me going.
I could play around a little bit more.
That's, you're fucking juicing over there. That's good. That's fun. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot to think about. Yeah, we'll revisit you on Thursday for sure.
That's in and around where I'm at.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
I mean, I looked at my team for a bit earlier today and my initial thing was take a hit, Mo and Mount out for Kevin Coutinho. And then my team's just pretty good to go. I mean, something like a wild card blah 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 is very tempting, but my 11 is mostly really good and I don't need to do that.
Why do you want to do Mount for a hit?
I don't know. He's fucking
You're pissed off.
Spurs blank blank at Palace blank.
When are you gonna wild card?
And I love Coutinho. I don't know. Later. My team's good. Like if I make that double move.
Is it?
Yeah, if I make that double move that lets me bench Soufal and Cucho, and then I just have all pretty much good players. You know, my like worst player in that Kane. 11, if I take that hit, is Kane at Chelsea and Dennis home Norwich, which are not bad. But every forward is every team's worst player. You know, and then my midfield would be Jota, Bowen, Phil, and Kev. or sorry, Coutinho and Kev. My back four is Cancelo, Diaz, White, home Burnley, yeah. Trent. Like, I'm fine.
No, you're right. You're right. When yeah, you put like, it that way.
Team's
when you put
totally it that way. Fine.
I think I would rather not hit. I'm just worried about Coutinho starting
yeah, not
this
starting.
Week.
Yeah, maybe I should ask some insider villain yeah. person
yeah,
what they think.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because that would really be annoying if you hit him in and
yeah.
and he comes off the bench. I
it
mean,
would
you
be
know,
very
he just
on
scored
par
fucking,
for the season. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of doing the Mo move though for sure.
Yeah, Mo to Kev seems nailed. I've wanted really Kev good. For a week, so that's yeah. gonna happen. I'm just waiting till Friday, but that's gonna happen. Yeah. It's just I'm sick of Mount, dude. I mean, he played 9 minutes against City. Like,
well, we'll see what he does against Brighton. Maybe you won't. Well, maybe he'll
yeah,
unwash
maybe
himself.
Yeah, maybe I'll feel.
Yeah, he's been
about
on
it.
A little bit of a barren spell. I mean, he's had an assist in the last 4 game weeks or whatever.
Yeah, he's been fucking awful, dude.
Yeah.
And they're such an annoying ass team.
I can't believe he had that fucking 4 return game. Holy shit. What a bitch.
Yeah. Why didn't we should have got him that week?
I'll get Kai.
let's not start Kai against City. Why would we ever do that? I have a lot of asses to slap, dude. We got a lot of new signups. Cup. Good. You know, the cup percolates. People get going for the cup.
Dude, we should be getting so many signups every week.
Well, I'm about to read some off. Some new Patreon right. signups, some new cup people. Tim Romquist, Andrew Sullivan, Dom, Natasha Bujaj, Patrick Scalisi, Rafinha's dad, Sophie Rekovic,
wow.
Ishat Nepal.
Raph's dad?
Yeah, Raph's dad. Dob Darnold, not related to Sam Darnold. Callum De Freitas. Peter Which Hostman, Nathan Evans, Joe Michelle Meller. Let's get in there, baby. Thanks for signing right. up. That's about it, brother.
All right.
Any last words?
We'll see you tomorrow.
I will see you tomorrow. All right, check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers!
Podcast Network.